بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري وأبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنهما شهدا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: من قال لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر صدقه ربه، فقال: لا إله إلا أنا وأنا أكبر. وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له قال يقول: لا إله إلا أنا وحدي لا شريك لي. وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله له الملك وله الحمد قال: لا إله إلا أنا لي الملك ولي الحمد. وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله قال: لا إله إلا أنا ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بي. وكان يقول: من قالها في مرضه ثم مات لم تطعمه النار. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. This chapter which we were discussing deals with the du'as that one should recite when visiting the sick. Also certain du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, by which we can make what we call ruqya, to read and blow upon a sick person, what we call spiritual incantation or ta'weez. Also certain ahadith passed where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us what we call self-ruqya. Place your own hand on the part of the body that is in difficulty and recite, blow on yourself. Or you can just recite and then blow on yourself, blow on your family members, etc. In this particular hadith, we are taught the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught a person to recite who himself is sick. One is somebody else visits a sick person, recites a dua or blows upon that person. Or the sick person blows upon himself. In this particular hadith, the sick person himself, what is the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that such a person should read? One very important lesson we learned from this particular hadith with regards to what the sick person should be reciting is that sickness is a test, and it's also a very difficult period or time that a person goes through. And when a person is faced with hardship, with difficulty, with a test, for a mu'min, for a believer, this is a great opportunity for him to earn great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually the falsafa or the philosophy behind why Allah ta'ala tests us. Bashir al-sabirin. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, give basharat, mubarak, glad tidings to those who will make sabr. In other words, who will utilize this opportunity which Allah has given. Test is not actually a hardship for a believer, it's an opportunity for him to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, like we mentioned, it's a very difficult and a trying time. And the greatest challenge that faces every one of us is that we have to leave this world with iman. Kamil iman, perfect iman, total complete conviction, primarily on the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything is in Allah ta'ala's control. So what you say at the time of your sickness can either take you very close to Allah Ta'ala, or na'uz billah, Allah protect us, can distance you from Allah. And at times, through sickness and hardship, Allah protect us, a person can actually lose his iman. So, we see from this hadith the importance of this reaffirmation, declaration of one's iman, one's tawheed, one's belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly when you are going through a hard time, a hard period, you are going through some sickness, some pain, some taklif, etc. Many instances, sickness can lead to death. That particular sickness can be what we call maradul wafat, the sickness by which a person's departure from this world, ostensibly, outwardly, Allah Ta'ala makes it a means, he passes away in the sickness. Even more important, die with kalima, die with the declaration of tawheed, pass away with the declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness. All these benefits and all these wisdoms we find in this particular hadith, in the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi taught us, that when you are sick, what should you be reciting? Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, annahuma shahida ala Rasulillah. Both of them bore witness. Both of them attested upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. This form or expression of hadith, normally a sahabi would say, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, I observed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said or did this. We find a slight difference in this hadith. Both of us give shahadat. Both of us give testimony that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. In other words, this is to increase the conviction in the heart of the listener that definitely this is what we heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what do they give shahadat? That what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who is sick and he says, La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. This is a very, very powerful wazifa. This is a very, very powerful instrument and tool which Allah has given us. And we should get into the habit, even if you're not sick, to be constantly making this zikr of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. For example, comes in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma laysa alal ard ahadun, laysa alal ard ahadun illa qal. There isn't anyone on the surface of the earth who says, La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla wala quwata illa billah. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla wala quwata illa billah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone on this earth who will say this, kaffarat anhu khatayahu walau kanat mithlu zabadil bahar. Allah will forgive all his sins, even though his sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the ocean. This is such a powerful wazifa, and we have to get into the habit. For example, we are given our tablighi nisab, 100 times durud sharif, 100 times istighfar, 100 times third kalima. Now in that third kalima, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. So to have this wird, to have this habit, have the tasbih in your hand, keep yourself throughout the entire day busy with the zikr of Allah. And very powerful zikr is this la ilaha illallah. So coming back to this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the sahaba say, we give shahadat. Abu Sa'id Khudri, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhuma say, we bear witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who says la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, there is no deity besides Allah, there is no god besides Allah, and Allah is the greatest, saddaqahu rabbuhu. Allah attests to the truth of what this person said. Allah responds. When you say La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, Allah responds and Allah says, La ilaha illa ana wa ana akbar. There is without a doubt no deity besides me and I am the greatest. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the person who is sick says, La ilaha illallah wahda, la sharika la. There is no deity besides Allah. Wahda, he is one, he is alone. La sharika la, Allah does not have any partners. Allah responds, Saddaqahu Rabbuhu. Allah attests to the truth of what this person says. In fact, this leads to a conversation, a bond, a link between Khaliq and Makhluq, between the one who is worshipped and his slave. Allah responds and says to this person, La ilaha illa ana wahdi. There is no deity besides me. I am alone. La sharika li. And there is no partner with me. وَإِذَا قَالْ And then when he says, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ There is no deity besides Allah. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ To Allah belongs kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ And to Allah belongs all praise. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ This expression, to Allah belongs the entire kingdom. In other words, متصرف. The one who is exerting his will and authority upon everything that happens. And in the case of the sick person, the sickness also is from Allah. The cure also is from Allah. Allah is my Malik. He is my owner. Lahul Mulk. Every kingdom belongs to Allah. I cannot question the decision of Allah. My Allah is putting me through this. So all this declarations of faith, all this conviction that is supposed to be there in our hearts, that our life's challenge is to develop, all that is found in these expressions. So, La ilaha illallah, lahul mulk, wa lahul hamd. There is no deity besides Allah. Kingdom belongs to Allah. And all praise belongs to Allah. The one who says this, Allah attests to this. And Allah responds, La ilaha illa ana. لِيَ الْمُلْكِ وَلِيَ الْحَمْدِ There is no deity besides me. Kingdom belongs to me and all praise belongs to me. Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say the most beloved action in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is the hamd, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah begins his Quran with this. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. And what is this Alhamdulillah? It's actually shukr. The sick person also is taught the sabak and lesson that even in this condition, make Allah shukr. Because maybe you're going through one test, how many blessings Allah has given. This is why we are taught, eat, say Alhamdulillah. Sleep, Alhamdulillah. Whatever difficulty you, whatever ni'mat or bounty you have received from Allah, Alhamdulillah. So this wird, these words, should become what we call takya kalam. Like in Urdu, there's this expression takya kalam, pillow talk. This should be on our lips all the time. Particularly a sick person. Particularly a sick person. We learn from this hadith up to this point. Just to reiterate, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, when you are sick, bring this on your tongue. Say this constantly. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. La ilaha illallah wahda la sharika la. La ilaha illallah lahul mulk wa lahul hamd. The hadith continues, one or two other expressions Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. We've run out of time, inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah.